Welcome to the Hot Wife Podcast, where we dive into discussions about relationships, intimacy, and everything in between. Before we begin, we want to make it clear that the views expressed on this podcast are solely those of the host and guests and should be taken as opinions, not professional or medical advice. Additionally, we remind all listeners that this podcast is intended for adults over the age of 18. Unauthorized rebroadcast of this show is strictly prohibited without the written permission of the owners of Hot Wife Podcast. Now, let's heat things up.
Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. I'm here once again with my...
Yeah, I'm here.
Wonderful husband. Yeah, he's
I'm running the board. I have to be here.
Well, it could be me.
You just could be, but it's not.
It's not. It's definitely not. Don't know. It's not my thing. Nope. No, it's not. But welcome, everybody, to another edition, and we like having everybody... listening to us and our jibber jabber here. We have a lot of jibber jabber.
Technical terms.
Very technical.
Those of you who aren't in the profession, you might not know the term jibber jabber. Took 0 years of school to learn that phrase. So our challenge to you for next show is use jibber jabber.
Jibber jabber in a sentence. I wonder how many people could do that. Jibber jabber.
I listened to that Hot Wife Podcast. It's a bunch of jibber jabber.
It was a bunch of jibber jabber.
Can't use that one. I came up with that
one. So what's going on today, my dear?
A couple quick things to cover. You know, we had, I'm posting on our Hot Wife Podcast the other podcast we just started because I think I explained it. I'm not sure. All these podcasts are starting to run together.
Yeah, you did explain that one's going to be more toward
it's adult content. Oriented. Yeah, it's adult content. Entertainment oriented.
Yes.
And I'm going to post them here as well as there is a website for that, confessionsoftheflesh.com, that you can go to and just hear just those. Please pass that along if you have people that are just really interested more in the adult content stuff.
Right.
You know, adult entertainment world. So we have more, like tomorrow we're doing an interview with a woman who is an adult content creator. You
know, I think it should be fun.
Yeah, it should be. So, we'll post it on here, but it's going to be with a different icon. So again, it's not the same show, different entrance, everything else. But I just didn't want to soil. I mean, I appreciate that there's people... that, you know, are listening for the swinger type stuff we talk about.
Yep.
You know, but then there's also the overflow that these people might not want to hear about adult entertainment. They might not really watch porn or need to or whatever. Yeah, exactly. And that's great. I appreciate that. But we're going to cover the full gamut. We're covering naked people fucking. So the only thing we have left to do is the gay show. So this is the Hot Vince show. So anyway, I notice you're laughing when I say Hot Vince. That's not really funny. That's humorous. If Wayne was here, he'd back me up.
He would back you up. But he's not.
Wayne, our number two fan.
Number two fan.
That's what he says. And Steven has been out of pocket. He's... where he's working, he has very little cell phone reception.
He just lost his ranking.
We might need to bump him down. Wayne might go to number one.
Hey, Wayne got you that dad joke
button. Yeah,
push that and every day. We listen to a different dad joke.
He sends me jokes all the time and sent a T-shirt idea for my ex-wife for Mother's Day or whatever. Wayne's gaining ground. Anyway, for this show, if you want to reach out to us, info@hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out our free magazine at
Fifty Shades of Pleasure.
I'm sorry, my eye's itching. Yeah, 50shadesofpleasure.com. It's free. The new one will be coming out the 1st of May. I try to have the new magazines out the 1st of every month.
Right.
So we'll see how good I am at doing that.
Okay.
If people want to see what you're doing.
Oh, hotwifedonnalyn.com. And you can see that is all my links page. So on there, you can access all the different platforms I'm on, as well as the podcast and 50 Shades of Pleasure. So I'm like one-stop shopping.
Something like that, yeah.
You go to one place and get it all.
One stop, for sure.
thank you. Pain in my ass.
Spunk Lube.
Oh, gotta use Spunk Lube.
Our buddy.
So if you need personal lubricant, I'm telling you, I use it when things are a little tight down there. I tell you, Spunk Lube makes all the difference. I mean, everything goes in nice. I like it because the hybrid doesn't stain my bed sheets, which would really piss me off. Mm-hmm. So I like that.
It's non-sticky.
It's non-sticky.
Nothing like, you know, you're getting lubed, and all of a sudden it gets sticky. Now you have adhesive.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to go from lube to adhesive. It's just nasty.
Yeah, it is nasty. But they also have a... Not that you know.
I'm so
they also have the silicone blend, and they also now have a new natural one, which is all organic avocado and coconut oil.
Yeah.
So that's actually great. I like using that after a shower.
Yeah, we have sex after a shower.
No, I just like it on my skin. Yeah,
you're right with the no part. Yeah. So anyway.
Oh, my God.
So
mean.
I was browsing through some information out there.
Okay.
And I came across it. I found.
Okay.
I didn't come across. I wasn't jerking off this time.
This time. Oh, honey, you can pull on as much as you want.
It's mine.
That's right. It's yours.
It was a whole thing about what makes doggy style the best style sex.
Hmm.
Now, I think it's up for debate.
I think it's up for debate as well.
Okay. But why don't we go over their reasonings?
Sure. We'll go over theirs first.
Mm-hmm. And there's some valid reasons. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying doggy style is a bad style.
Did you print out my...
No.
Okay.
I told you I didn't get the printout.
Okay, you're kidding.
So,
okay.
New computer here, so we're...
Yeah, we're still working out some bugs.
I'll read it off, what they say.
Yeah, there's some...
comment on it, so, okay?
We kind of breezed through this. Wow. Filthy glasses.
Who shit on my glasses? All right, so I'm going without glasses,
oh,
folks.
No.
I'm going...
We have no idea what it is.
With vodka and no glasses. This should be interesting.
Don't do it.
No, going to.
All right.
You can't talk me out of it.
Clean your glasses.
It provides the deepest penetration for the man. In this position, the pussy remains wide open. Depends on the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And the man enjoys a spectacular view of it. Besides, it is also easy to adjust your movements, making it an exciting sexual position. Ideally, the angle is more intense than other position. It is very comfortable for both men and women alike. Or man and man.
Or whatever.
Or woman strap on woman.
That's true too. Okay, we're just going to go over all theirs.
We're going to go one at a time here. Well, we'll go over them. Okay, do you have any comments about that
part?
Yes. Okay.
That's not the most comfortable position for me.
Okay. Well,
for all kinds of reasons. Yeah, I'm my hoo-hoo area. My lady parts seem...
Don't use the word pussy on this show. Jesus Christ, we're talking about sucking dick and taking it in the ass and cream pies and fucking smacked in the eyeballs with testicles. These are all you, not me.
Okay.
I was in prison, all right?
All right, okay.
What happened there stays there.
That's true. It's like Vegas.
I was in jail in Vegas, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so for me, my pussy is just not deep enough, so guys are always hitting. Shut up. They hit bottom or top in this case a lot easier that way. They hit the end of the hallway, and it's like, oh.
Banging your cervix.
Yeah, so I'm not in love with that.
Okay.
But.
Well, that's right there, too.
Exactly. But like I've said before, if I put them in the back door, there's more room. So that's...
it's in these six reasons for it being the best style. Six. They never mentioned that you can go anal easily.
Yeah, you can go from one door to the next.
They're just sticking pure vaginal.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to address this now. Okay. So number two.
Okay, what do they say?
It is also great for ass slapping and hair pulling.
Oh, yeah.
In case you prefer hair pulling and ass slapping. It's like stupid.
Yeah,
two
it seems like redundant okay. there.
Then this is the right position to have it. In this position, a girl can squeeze her legs and easily constrict her vagina, hence providing a tight entry. It therefore, sounds like a lawyer wrote this shit.
It therefore
makes it feel great for the two of you, furthermore. Now, other sex positions do not allow for this to have this easily.
Have more vodka. In addition to that, the hair pulling is great. I love that, especially if I'm.
Oh, sure. Anal. Those of us have hair.
Yeah. Are you feeling jealous of you of the.
I don't have hair a vagina challenge? Or hair.
Your vagina challenge and hair challenge? Just challenge. I'm not saying
I'm challenged in so many ways.
So, yeah, that actually works out well. The thing is, it's like, yeah, and you can tighten up more. I can tighten up anytime. It doesn't matter. Just. I think it's actually harder this way than if I'm in cowgirl. But whatever, I can tighten things up, blah, blah, blah. That really works well. But in addition, if you're really ambidextrous, you can have a toy and put that on your clit while he's doing you that way. You just have to make sure you have good balance with one hand so you have a toy on your clit.
Yeah.
But
what you're missing out here, folks, is she's actually going through
left arm. All
right.
So, yeah, that's a benefit.
See, I think the reasons, which would be number 7, okay. Made it, I'll get to that.
Okay, you'll get to that. Yeah. Oh, a surprise at the end.
Yeah, there's one that makes this position ideal.
Okay. But
it's only for certain conditions. Okay.
Okay.
3, it's very easy to reach a G-spot if you know where it is. For full orgasm, a man must hit the G-spot of the woman. Doggy style provides easier access to the G-spot without a man straining so hard. Well, if you're not hard and your dick ain't straining,
no.
You're not doing it right.
Actually, for me, doggy style doesn't even come close to the G-spot. It's in the wrong freaking field.
Yours moved, huh?
Yeah, it moved.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, it's like, first of all, maybe if I had to tilt my pelvis a certain way, maybe.
Pelvis. Sorry.
Oh.
Whatever you do, don't step on my blue switch.
Exactly.
on my cervix.
Yeah, don't step on my cervix. See, like when you hit the G-spot, you go up and you curl around. A man's dick isn't going to do that. It doesn't curl.
Some like do.
Not that much.
No.
Not that much. So it misses my G-spot totally. I do never, ever have ever had a G-spot stimulated orgasm in that position ever. Not even close.
Okay.
Orgasms, but not G-spot
orgasms.
Yeah. I've had anal orgasms. I've had, but not G-spot. It's just my G-spot's in the wrong place or whatever. Your dick goes like, somebody's dick will just go right by
past it.
Right past it. It's like, see ya.
Goes right to the next stop. Didn't miss that one.
So yeah, doesn't work for me.
All right.
I'm built weird. I am.
If you're looking for an argument, you're not going to do it.
I'm not. I'm looking for confirmation. I got it.
Well, you should have gotten that at a young age when you were going to church.
When I was going to church.
Now they excised you from the church.
I go there and
trying to keep doing
fire.
The fucking, trying to do the exorcism on you. Out, sex demon. Out.
Okay.
4.
All right.
It is the best position to hit both worlds. Through doggy style, both ass men and tit connoisseurs can feel at their best. A man can easily have a handful grab of the two with ease.
Yeah, and that's one. That is a cool thing. You got your ass.
See, what they mentioned the ass. Okay, so he can grab the ass.
But you can also reach around and grab her tits.
Okay, see what I'm saying? I'm just saying. They missed the whole anal fucking thing.
Yeah, they didn't even go to anal.
So far,
they
we just haven't gotten to sex yet.
Okay, I don't know.
But again, in missionary, you can grab the tits too.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. I'm not always a fan of missionary, but okay.
No, I'm not a big fan of missionary either. But okay, so number 5, okay? Mm-hmm. Getting down there.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lack of intimacy. In case you want to get rid of the uncomfortable traits like feelings and emotions, then doggy will do it good. It's a primal style by nature.
Okay, so if you really don't want to fuck this guy, but you kind of have to, doggy style is recommended.
Well, that's where I was going to go. Yeah. I guess that covers the one I had. It's like, it's perfect if you're fucking an ugly woman.
Exactly.
You don't have to look at her. You can pretend they're whoever you want them to be.
Yeah, there's no intimacy as kissing.
Yeah,
blah,
you know,
blah, blah.
You know, you walk up behind this girl at the bar.
It's just a hole in a wall.
Gorgeous ass and yep. Having a great body. She turns around, like, Jesus Christ, what happened there?
Doggy style.
Yeah, I want to fuck you, doggy style. How come all the guys want to fuck me, doggy style?
Okay, that's not because you're a dog or anything, but yeah, there's definitely a disconnect, and there's no intimacy with doggy style, and it is more primal. I'll give you that.
Yeah, you can't kiss.
Yeah, there's no intimacy, kissing.
I'm good with that. But you know, the thing is, I do mm-hmm. kind of like seeing, hopefully, that I'm bringing a woman pleasure, and you can't see that.
No,
you know, she could be sitting there rolling her. She could be sitting there rolling her eyes and like, oh baby, yeah, baby.
She
oh.
has her phone there. She's playing solitaire.
Actually, she's doing AI voice. Oh my God, you're so incredible. Oh, that's the biggest dick I've had. Hey, that sounds like someone. No.
Have it all pre-recorded.
That is the most impressive dick I've had in me. Oh wow, fuck me, baby, fuck me, baby.
It sounds so legitimate.
Sounds like I get from
from me. Stop it.
All right, 6. Most women like it. Doggy style is one of the 3 familiar sex styles, i.e., cowgirl and missionary styles.
Yeah, I think it's in the most used.
Yeah. So what would you say is your favorite position?
Cowgirl. Or reverse cowgirl. Mostly cowgirl.
Yeah, I like cowgirl. Well, I like it because I can kiss. I can play with the tits if I want to.
You got my ass.
I can grab your ass and you can control the speed of which you're fucking fast or slow.
Yep.
I think it's far more.
Oh, and and for your viewing pleasure afterwards, you know, if you're videotaping it, I love watching a dick going in and out of my pussy in that position. Yeah.
But for the average home user, just puts their camera on a tripod.
It's still good.
You're not going to get that. Unless you put the camera there, you're not going to see only, you know.
Right,
unless you have a friend come over and run the camera for you.
No. We.
You can't videotape yourself as erotically as you can with a cameraman.
Unless
you set up like 3 cameras.
Well, that's true. Or there was one time you just set up a camera and you just left. And we just either we had a monitor.
Yeah,
so
rotate. Yeah,
and we just rotated that my ass was facing, you know, the camera, and then afterwards I said, I mean, you couldn't zoom in, but that's not a big deal. So, but it looked hot. It looked really hot.
Now,
one of
the things with doggy that can be erotic
mm-hmm.
is one of those things like I talked about the woman I used to work with that we fucked.
Uh huh.
You know, like there was times she would wear a dress or a skirt in the
work. Hike it up.
Yeah, hike it up real quick and, you know, like knock out a quickie someplace.
Oh, that's true. Commando sex.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's one of the hotnesses of it.
Yeah.
You know, and again, for those who are kind of primal and want that kind of a power thing.
Right, right.
Again, you know, you have a woman. Again, I'll do it, you know. I don't know if there's a different name for doggy if it's standing, but you know if she's standing and bent over a little bit and you're pulling the hair, you can bite the back of her neck
or
whatever,
kind of a doggy-ish
you know, and stuff.
Position.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's modified. Kind of primal, kind of power struggle. Mm-hmm. You know, like you're
power
dominating.
Exchange.
Yeah, you're dominating her.
Yeah,
you know, or him, depending who's you're bending over.
Yeah.
That's what that noise was.
What.
The remote control came off the wall, and there's the thing. I don't know where the remote went. Probably fell in the trash can.
didn't stay on the wall, but okay.
But I don't know. I do enjoy a woman sitting on top of me, cowgirl.
Mm-hmm. I like reverse cowgirl, too, because...
Yeah, it's okay. But it's nice to see the woman's ass, don't get me wrong, but mm-hmm. again, you don't get to see their face, you don't get to kiss, you don't get to, no. So I like it for a little bit, but not as a...
not to bring it to orgasm type of a thing.
No.
Not for a little,
now, do you know where it's nice is anal.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah,
you're absolutely. Closer to the hole, so there's less chance of getting pulled out.
Right. Yeah. And I still think that's a pretty good vaginal or anal is that kind of a good position, because even though the guy can't see it while it's happening, if you do record it, you can go back sure. and then you can really see the dick going well, in and again, out, which if I find woman, totally hot.
In reverse cowgirl, if a woman wants to bring a vibrator there mm-hmm, too yeah, and yeah. you know, help get herself a couple more orgasms sure, while you're there,
not?
You know?
Why not?
You're you know, there. Queen up to aisle four, you know?
And the only problem that I've ever had, and we've talked about this 1,000 times on here with reverse cowgirl, is stability. And that's why I had you came up with those mm-hmm. really cool trapeze bars that hang down from the ceiling.
But that was on a massage table. On a bed, you don't have that same problem.
No, it's actually worse. Because, I'd much rather be on a massage table. The bed is for sleeping.
Mushy.
It's yeah. mushy. It's not made for sex. It's made for sleeping.
Massage tables are made for massaging.
But they're made for pounding. A massage is not soft, and you're not sleeping during a massage if you get a deep tissue massage or whatever. But so it's a firmer platform. It's more firm. So you get that. If you pound them or you have any kind of insertion, it's not going to be softened by the softness of the bed. So you get that full penetration because there's less give.
Sure.
So I much rather have doggy style or definitely reverse cowgirl on a massage table, because then my legs don't sink into the bed into yeah,
well that's our mushiness. Bed. We can't say for everybody's bed.
It's the way our bed was made, that was made for the pressure point. So it's very, very, it's firm, but it's not great for sex. I always feel my hands slipping into deep pockets.
You keep
pockets.
Using that as an excuse. But yeah, you fuck all these other guys on the bed.
And it's not easy because it's so mushy. So mushy.
Yeah.
It's great
What are we talking about? The bed or me?
The bed. The
okay,
bed.
Just checking.
See, so I'd rather be on the massage table for cowgirl.
Okay.
I mean, it's fine for doggy style, though, that
sure.
bed.
Sure.
You know, it's fine. I wonder if anybody else has a problem with their bed. It's great
well,
to sleep on.
Well, see, now here's the other thing. Okay. So here's what we used to do.
Okay.
Again, because you're dramatically shorter than I am.
Only by 2 feet. Come on. Not bad.
Almost.
Almost.
No, you're a foot.
A foot, I think it's like a inches. Foot and a couple inches. I was exaggerating. You're not 6'11".
Yeah, no. Go ahead with that, too. But like doggy style for us, because mm-hmm. your legs are shorter and mm-hmm. everything else.
We don't line up.
When we were doggy style in the bed, I was like fucking in air above you.
Yep,
So I'd stand on the bedroom floor, you would be on all fours in the bed, and then we got a perfect lineup.
That is something you have to think about. There's somebody who's like me, real short, and you're, you know, above average mm-hmm. height-wise anyway.
Oh, I thought you were talking intellectually.
intellectually. Yeah, I mean, sometimes the logistics just don't line up, and doggy is definitely one of them. I've been with guys who are taller.
Mm-hmm.
In general, they're taller. And, like, for them to get into my pussy, forget it. It was just, like, it's in my ass. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, keep it there. It's the logistics. That's where it lines up. I don't know what to tell you. So, thank goodness I'm okay with anal that way, because...
You've been forced into it.
You've been forced into it is right.
I really don't want to do anal, but everybody keeps putting it there.
Well, I'm short, so the bottom
I'm
hole,
saying that's what I say.
Yeah, that's what you say.
I really don't want to do anal, but...
Yeah, but the hole
these
was
guys
right
keep
there.
Putting it there.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Don't bend over.
Don't get naked with a bunch of guys.
And bend over. But definitely don't get naked.
Oh, you're talking about that Asian guy. Bend over?
Bend over. Bend dover. Bend
but,
bend over.
Yeah, bad joke. There's a dad joke. I don't think I find doggy... be one of the best positions. It's fun.
It's fun.
It's fine.
I like it as a break up the monotony.
I mean, it's kind of
not really
cool
monotony,
too.
But
if the woman wants to play with your balls a little bit while you're fucking her.
Oh, that actually has a benefit. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
You really get your fingernails in there.
You really hear the slapping of your balls against your clit or whatever.
Well, that's actually kind of nice. Yeah, there's some definite benefits with doggy. I just, I'm just too short. So it's.
You know what, for me, was always one of the problems with it?
What's that?
Is the rocking, using your knees. Because I have bad knees.
Oh, yeah.
Sports from 100 years ago. It would just, it would cause me so much pain. Like after about 5 minutes or so, I'm like, okay.
All right, we have to switch positions.
Let's go to some different position that isn't as tough with my knees. That's why standing on the edge of the
bed is actually better.
Yeah, so it worked out better for us.
Yeah, because there's a height difference, and then there's a knee problem. And that's another thing that we never really discussed with about aging and sex is that your physical limitations. And this is definitely, doggy's definitely one of them, has physical limitations. You know, because me being on my knees with my shoulders, I got shoulder issues. I mean, being all fours is kind of difficult. You know?
Yeah, one of you is going to have physical problems.
Yeah, one of you is going to have physical problems with that. So, yay, getting older, so much fun.
Now, something we have to set up again.
What's that?
She's been chewing an olive.
Oh.
Yeah, no bourbon today. Vodka martini.
Me too, just vodka.
Yeah,
cranberry juice. It's almost healthy.
Almost. In our world.
In our world. Okay.
If you're going to do a threesome, uh-huh. It's like two guys.
Oh, they could be spit roasted, so that kind of works out well.
I mean, you know, some girls lay on their back too, but that's got to hurt your neck, kind of straining the suck one.
Oh, forget, I've done that. You know, it's fun at the time. The next day, I'm like, God, I can hardly move my neck. What the? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Wait, before I forget, the neck problem just made me remember. There was a time that you and I were doing a 69, and I was really getting into blowing you, but I am shorter, so for me to blow you on a 69 position, I have to really stretch my neck.
And I'm doing the same thing.
Exactly.
Because if you being shorter, you go down to get a better position on my cock,
right,
then
exactly.
I'm basically licking the mid inside of your thigh.
You my kneecaps. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, my tongue's not getting anywhere near your pussy or your ass. I'm like,
yeah, so you have to lift up.
So we have to take turns. We almost need like one of those mechanic come-alongs or whatever. The creepers. Put a creeper. It's like, okay, suck my dick. Okay, hold on. I'm going to lick your pussy. Okay,
Well, the next day, though, because I know I was really into sucking your dick that way.
Into you being into sucking my dick.
Well, I'm so glad you gave me that. But this is the next day. It's like, I remember my neck. I couldn't fucking move it. I was like, good God, what the fuck did I do?
And it hurts my neck, too. And I've got five torn ligaments in my neck.
Yeah.
You know, so for me to extend my head up to try to get to you, I'm in fucking
the trials
pain.
Trials and tribulations of a 69.
You're 69. We're in traction for 2 weeks.
Yeah, either A, you
see,
have
that's
to
why
find,
we had to become swingers. We had to find people that were closer to our
some size. Yeah, I need a short man. And you're fine. You think you're short at 5'3"? No, you're perfect.
Yeah, sorry, you're 5'4". I can't play with you.
You're an Amazon. You're an Amazon in my book.
But
So I mean, those are things that I don't think people really think about. Or maybe they do. It's like physical limitations.
You might not think about it until you do it.
Oh yeah,
and especially as you get older. You know, if you're in your 30s or 20s, and you're swinging,
it's not a problem. My 40s wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
I remember once this is when I was young. I had to be, how old was I? 18. The guys that I was, my guy friends, friends with benefit type guy friends, they hooked me up with a guy who literally was 6'11. 6'11. So he was literally 2 feet
tall. He needed two of you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
If he could find another girl your size, 4'11", you guys could have like been
we could have stood on each other's shoulders.
It would have had to be a female, male, female.
Yeah.
That way it's like, okay, you suck his dick, I'll sit on his face. Okay, switch.
It would be like.
that just equals one woman.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It almost would be like midget wrestling. Yeah. And we would be the midgets, of course. But
No, I thought the guy's 6'8".
No, he's 6'11". He's 6'11". He was 2 full feet taller than me.
Wow.
Of course, I had sex with him because it was just
a
novelty.
You had to.
I had to. I was like, God, you're 2 feet taller than me.
It is written, so let it be.
So let it be. Well, the thing was, it's like I would hug him and his belt buckle was like, I could have literally blown him during a slow dance without even a hitch.
If I was him, I'd take him dancing.
Yeah. Slow. I mean, his belt buckle was like,
okay, so here's
the
next question.
Okay.
Did his cock meet his fucking stature?
Oh, God, this was a long time ago. I don't remember that. I remember his height more than anything. No, he's like average.
Okay.
He was like average. He wasn't like he had like a giant.
I'm just wondering if there's a ratio.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Like, okay, so the average guy, they say, is what, 4 to 5 inches?
I don't know.
I think the average guy's cock is 4 to 5 inches long.
I think it's longer than that, but
so, okay. So, you know, so a guy that is 6'11".
Right.
Okay, the average guy will call him 5'9". And he's got 4 to 5 inches. Yeah. Okay, whatever. Yeah. You know. So 6'11", you sit there and go, okay. Should his length maybe be, since he's that much taller, instead of 4 to 5, maybe it should be 7 to 8?
It was fine size. I don't remember being like so big I couldn't handle it or anything, so.
Okay. Yeah, just a question.
It's really funny. I don't remember the sex as much as I remember the height, because that was just the whole novelty of it. Uh-huh. I mean, it was like, it was hysterical because he was so much taller than me.
Okay, here's a new subject.
Okay.
Do you remember? Do you have the best sex you've ever had memories still? Can you?
I have them on video.
well, that's in the last 20 years. I'm saying, oh, like, that, when you
oh
were
God,
younger,
no, I don't remember. Maybe I would if I were to think about it, but not off the top of my head, no. No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
I remember some weird, I seduced a, one of the counselors at, do you remember, I won't say the name of the youth drug rehab. Yeah, well, it was like a youth center type of a thing, and I seduced one of the counselors.
Not the guy, it was my neighbor.
No. This was a different guy. And I remember, like, we made this whole thing. Like, he's going to meet me at the bus stop. And my mom and my dad, everybody would think I was at school. We'd spend the day together and fuck. And then he'd drop me off again. That was pretty cool. That was a pretty cool experience, I thought. You know?
Oh, you did it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I remember being really excited, like, the night before. I'm like, oh, please, I hope this doesn't get messed up. It was fun. It was a good time. He was, I think I was like 15 or 16, and he was like 23. Oops. Yeah. That was a long time ago.
You were consenting.
I was.
Your parents didn't argue.
They didn't know.
That's what I said.
They didn't argue. Yeah, if you were to try to do something like that today, you'd be in a big, big trouble. But at that time, it wasn't that, you know, unusual for people getting married at that age. I mean, really.
Well, you're not talking back in, you know, wagon.
It's still 1970s.
Yeah.
You know, so things have changed.
Yeah, I don't remember instance of sex or what was special. I mean, I remember like certain scenarios or places or just like that woman I worked with. Like I said, she wasn't really good at sex. Like I said, she didn't touch me.
Right.
With her hand, she wouldn't touch me with her mouth, other than kiss me.
Right.
But it was her willingness
to have
sex made it so we could go anywhere. I mean, back alleys and this and that. And so it was a spontaneity.
Yeah, that's very
cool.
That
was the erotic part for me.
Yeah, I can understand that. That would be very erotic.
You know, just there was...
So why did she touch you? She was just weird that way or something?
She had a bad experience with somebody before me.
Their dick bit her?
She didn't want to talk about it. I tried talking to her about it, and she didn't want to talk about it.
Oh, wow. That sucks.
You know, I think the blowjob part was that, you know, she didn't want someone to come in her mouth, and they did. She didn't enjoy the taste. And so from there on, she's like, nope, not doing that. But whatever.
That's a shame. Ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, that was a special time.
Yeah, it's you're young. You're you do a lot more things, take a lot more risks, you know. And you could too. There weren't so many cameras around, so you could have sex in the woods and people, you know, wouldn't see you, or you could have sex in back alleys or whatever.
Yeah, just now, at that time in my life. I mean, we have that now, you and I, but at that time in my life, again, it was my mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just
sowing
the
wild oats.
Her and I were just clicked on so many things, you know, music and this and that. And
yeah,
you know,
it's cool.
And it's just, it's a shame. It's a shame she fucked it up. I'm happy where I am now, don't get me wrong.
Oh, no, but I think the experience could have...
Take me away.
It could have been even a more expense.
He has me at gunpoint.
Shut up. What I'm trying to say is it could have been even a more erotic experience for you if there had been a little more attention to your bodily parts.
Well.
You know.
Well, what ruined the relationship was her, like I said, she was a person that at work was very stern, very knew what she wanted. Came to personal life, she didn't. Yeah, she had broken up with this guy.
Okay.
She had dated for a few years. And while her and I were dating, he came up to her and gave her an engagement ring in front of her parents, and she accepted it. Yeah, so I kind of like, I guess I'm out.
Big dummy.
Me?
No, her.
Yeah.
Him. And then him, like, doing that.
And then like a week later, she finally got enough balls to tell him no. And then she came back to me, and I was like, nah, you fucked me.
Yeah.
And not in a good way.
Not in a good way.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that story. We all have those.
Oh, yeah, we do have all those, especially, you know, old boyfriends, whatever. Oh, that, we can do a whole show on that. We probably did, too. I don't want to rehash that crap.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll wrap this one up. So right, that's why our two cents on doggy style.
Yeah.
What this article had said about how doggy style is the most popular
positions in sex. Yeah. I don't find it the top, but it does have a lot of attributes. Well,
again, we can't say everything goes by us, but we like to think it's all what we want to say, but it's not.
It's not. It's not what we say, but we poked holes in it. I mean, for our point of view. Sure.
And if you want to share your point of view with us, info@hotwifepodcast. So
we love to hear from you.
Yeah. So we're going to sign off now because we now have to go record a podcast for confessionsoftheflesh.com.
Okay. I'm ready.
I have to get more vodka.
Yeah, my drink is low too.
Refuel.
Refuel. Let's lubricate.
Yeah, the gears need more.
And if you need the lubrication, please use Spunk Lube.
Hey, so when you get done listening to this show, this podcast, make sure you listen to the Confessions for the Flesh.
Because we'll be half crocked by then.
This one is going to be the show we're going to record today for that. We haven't had a chance yet to introduce ourselves to that audience. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a show where we just kind of talk about who we are, what we do, what Donna does, who Donna does, the teams that she's been with.
Oh, my God.
The cities she's banned from.
Dare I dream.
So, anyway, again, thank you all, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right. Have a great night, everybody.